I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Work on your game is about everybody getting better, period. Getting better as a person, because when you get better as a person, everything that you're involved in, you're going to get better at that by default.
Stay all day, doctor.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. You can't be in a better place at a better time. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy that allows you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen, forces you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you have the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations. Again, you are in the right place at the right time. Today's topic is how to always get better and do better. How do you make sure you imbue a spirit of continuous and never-ending improvement to yourself and whatever you happen to be involved with in life? Because the things you're involved with now may not be the same things 5 years from now. And they may be different, probably are different than what you were involved with 5 years ago. Some things may stay, but other things are going to change. So how can you make sure, no matter what you're involved in, that you are always getting better and doing better? If you listen to this podcast often enough, you've heard me tell you a little bit of my story coming up in basketball. When I first started to play basketball, I was practicing by myself. Nobody taught me how to play. No one in my family was playing. I didn't have any coaches in the neighborhood. None of the older guys took me under their wing. None of that. There was no YouTube to watch, no Instagram. There was no hoophandbook.com with training programs on it. None of that existed. I just had to kind of practice things randomly and figure out what worked. Now, once I started practicing and I started playing little games of one-on-one and three-on-three, as I practiced, I got better than playing those little one-on-one games, half-court games. I got better at those. Eventually, I moved on to playing pickup, five-on-five games. And when I played well in pickup, some of the older guys would say, okay, you're doing your thing in pickup games on the B court. And I told you about B court and A court at my playground back in my neighborhood a few episodes ago, maybe a month or two ago. So I moved on to playing on A court. And when I started doing well on the A court, where the best players were in the neighborhood, they said, okay, you're doing well in pickup, but how about you do that in a recreational game, a game where there are referees and coaches, what we call under the whistle. I started doing well under the whistle. They said, okay, well, why don't you play for your school? I played for my school. He said, okay, are you going to play in college? I played in college. I played in college. People said, well, can you make it to the pros? I made it to the pros. There was always a progression. I was always looking to get to that next level and get better, but there's a strategy behind that. There are some principles behind doing that. It's not just about having game, that if you're just good, that is automatically going to happen. Because I know, and I'm sure you know, plenty of people who had a whole lot of game who did not make the progression from one point to the next, even though they had plenty of skill. They had plenty of ability to do it, but they didn't do it because there are some principles that they weren't aware of. And even if they weren't aware of them, because listen, I wasn't aware of these principles that I'm going to share with you here today while I was progressing, but I was following them even though I didn't know. The only thing that changed since then, from then until now, is that I understand exactly what those principles are and I can articulate them and explain them to you today. So make sure you're taking notes here. Number one point, and again, the topic is how to always get better and do better. There's nothing wrong with getting to a comfortable spot and staying there if that's what you want. All right, I want to make sure I'm being clear. We don't always have to be getting better. Not everybody's always going to be getting better. or improving or moving up to the next level. So if you get to a comfortable spot in your life or in your career or in your skill or in your relationship or anything you're in, you get somewhere where you're like, you know what, I'm pretty good right here where I'm at. That's fine. If that's what you want, that's cool. But understand, this podcast is not for that. This podcast is not about that. This podcast is not made with those people in mind. Now, if you're one of those people and you want to listen to this podcast anyway, listen, you can. I don't have a problem with you listening. I just want to let you know the stuff I'm talking about here, a lot of it's not going to apply to you. So I want to make sure I'm putting that disclaimer out there, because this podcast is all about moving up to the next level, the next goal, the next improvement. And it doesn't always have to be in the same thing. Like I said, just because you play high school basketball or high school football, or you were a computer genius in high school, doesn't mean you had to start the next IBM because you loved computers 5 years ago. And just because you played football on the football team doesn't mean you had to try to make it to the NFL. You play basketball doesn't mean you had to try to go to the NBA. It means that what you take from whatever you got from what you were doing or what you are doing right now, you learn to apply it as you move on to whatever's next. See, work on your game. It's not about everybody having the same goal. It's not about everyone trying to go to the same level in what we're doing, because we all got, again, different paths. We all have different skills. We all have different environments, different opportunities, and different circumstances. So work on your game is about everybody getting better, period. Getting better as a person, because when you get better as a person, everything that you're involved in, you're going to get better at that by default. Now, you can get some specific focus in those things, but this is about getting better as a person. So no matter where you go, if you decide you don't want to play basketball anymore, you decide you don't care about designing computer programs anymore, you decide you don't want to have a podcast anymore, you decide you don't want to fill in the blank anymore, you move on to something else, which is completely fine because it's your life and your choices, you are still bringing a higher level person to that next thing, even though you're not doing the thing you had invested so much time, effort, and energy into before because you decided to go a different direction. Okay. Point number two, today's topic is how to always get better and do better. Stop comparing yourself to the people you have either passed or people you think you have passed by just to make yourself feel good. Because what happens is this leads to complacency. You start looking at the people who you think you're already better, or maybe you get into a moment where things aren't really working for you. So you look back and say, all right, well, look, I surpassed this person and this person 5 years ago. So maybe that means I'm doing good unconsciously. It's not, we don't do this consciously, but unconsciously, we sometimes look at people who we all have already beat out. We're at a higher level than for whatever reason, however we got there. And then we allow that complacency to seep in and kind of rock us to sleep. It causes us to not have quite as much urgency as we would have if we were to look at things and say, you know what, I got a long way to go. If we're looking at things and saying, man, I've already come a long way. That might cause us to slow down again, unconsciously, cause us to take our foot off the gas just a little bit. We don't put our foot on the brake, but we kind of ease up on that gas pedal because we're looking backwards. It's hard to keep your foot pressed on the gas pedal of a car when you're looking backwards, right? Because you don't know what's in front of you and you go too fast, too far going forward without looking where you're actually going. You can get yourself in some serious trouble. You understand what I'm talking about. This leads to the complacency when we're looking backwards. That's why we got to keep ourselves focused forward at all times. I saw a boxing match. I actually didn't even see the match, but I saw the post-fight interview. This boxer named Adrian Broner, which I'm sure some of you heard of Adrian Broner. He was in a fight recently. I think it was in maybe early May or late April of 2018. And the fight was called a draw. One judge judged each fighter in one direction. Another judge has that as a tie, or either that or all three judges as a tie. But anyway, the result of the fight is a draw. Neither fighter won. It went down as a tie. So obviously they both want to fight again, right? So Adrian Broner's in the ring. This is Jim Gray. He comes in a ring, and Jim Gray is a famous like sports interviewer. He comes in a ring. He has his microphone, and he starts to ask the boxers questions right as the draw is announced. And they're both kind of disappointed because they both, you know how boxers are after a fight. They both say, well, I feel like I won the fight. Whether you win or you lose, they all say that. I feel like I won the fight. So Adrian Broner tries to take the mic from Jim Gray. It was really funny. If you look up this clip, it's hilarious. This guy tries to take the mic from the announcer. Jim Gray wouldn't let him take the microphone. And Broner starts just talking all this shit about he's sure he won the fight, and he's talking all this trash to this guy. Just ridiculous amounts of trash to a guy he was just boxing. So he did more talking right there than he did more winning in his talk than he did in the actual fight. Because if he had won that much in the fight, it wouldn't have been a draw. But anyway, he does all this talking in the post-fight interview. And I'm watching Adrian Broner as he's talking. It's almost like he was getting satisfaction just from doing his talking. Now, the fight had just happened. He had just fought this guy for 12 rounds or however long the fight was. did not convince the judges enough that he was the better fighter. But then he did all this talking, and it seemed like he was getting some satisfaction from the fact that he was doing all this trash talking, because he was getting a response from the crowd, right? So he's playing to the crowd and saying all these things to try to make the people in the audience laugh and things like that. But the bottom line is, on his record, his official career pro boxing record is going to be a draw no matter what he says after the fight. You know, after he had a chance to actually prove himself being the better fighter. Now, if he really believed that he's a better fighter than this guy that he just beat, then he didn't even need to be talking to him. That's just basically what I'm saying here. If he really believes he's better than this guy, he says, okay, no, let's just do this rematch and we'll figure it out and it'll be clear. He could have just said that, but he didn't do that. I remember this boxer named Roy Jones. This is back in the late 90s. Roy Jones fought this guy named Montel Griffin. He got disqualified because he hit the guy technically while he was down. Montel Griffin was on one knee and Roy Jones punched him while the guy was on one knee. I didn't even know. I guess Roy Jones didn't know either what it means when a boxer's on one knee. Is that technically down or is he still up? We don't know. Well, I didn't know. And I guess Roy didn't know because he punched the guy. So they disqualified Roy Jones, technically gave him a loss. He lost his championship belt. And at this point, Roy was like undefeated, the best, the baddest fighter out there. They had a rematch. So this is the similar situation. Roy didn't get on the mic and do all this trash talking after the fight the way Adrian Broner had done in this recent fight that I'm talking about. They had this rematch, and in this rematch, and you can look this video up on YouTube. I watch this video sometimes. I'm not even in the sport of boxing, but the way that Roy Jones destroyed this guy in the second fight. I mean, the fight didn't even last one round. I don't know if the fight even lasted 1 minute. Roy Jones went and destroyed this guy almost the first minute of the first round. It was ridiculous how he destroyed him. Why? Because Roy Jones knew he was the better fighter. And he wasn't comparing himself to that guy. He didn't feel the need to talk his way up to being better than this guy. He did some talking after the fight because obviously he had a lot of retaliation and revenge, I guess you want to call it, he wanted to get, because the guy who had been hit on one knee when Roy got disqualified had technically been awarded a victory. So this fighter's walking around, this Montel Griffin guy, is walking around saying, hey, I feel like I'm a better fighter than Roy Jones. And he had the quote unquote the win on his record to prove it. So Roy Jones like, okay, I'm going to show this kid what I'm really about. And in that second fight, again, he completely destroyed this guy. Understand that there's always someone that you're ahead of in some way, whether you believe it or it's in black and white in facts, whatever it is, don't look at that person. Don't look at that person. If you feel like you're ahead of them, you're looking in the wrong direction if you're looking at them. And you also don't need to look above at the people who are ahead of you or whoever you consider to be ahead of you. You don't need to look at them either. What you need to focus on is what you're doing, how you perform, and what you need to do to be at your best. When you think about that Roy Jones fight that I just told you about, when they fought a second time and Roy Jones destroyed this guy in the second fight, he wasn't saying, I'm going to prove that I'm better than this guy. I think he already knew that he was better than that guy. It wasn't that, okay, I got to shut this guy up because he's trash talking about he's the better fighter. I think Roy already knew, again, that he was the better fighter. Roy just wanted to go out in that second fight and show people, listen, if this is the only way that I can be beat is for me to get disqualified for this late hit or hitting a fighter when he's down or whatever they want to call it, for them to strip him of his belt. Let me show you what happens when you try to take the belt from me dishonestly. And this is similar to what I'm paraphrasing what Roy said in the ring after the fight. Like, okay, this is the only way that I can lose. Okay, let me show you what happens if you try to take my belt from me dishonestly. And again, what did he say? He didn't say anything about the other guy. He didn't say anything about, well, I was the better fighter in the first. He didn't have to say any of that. He proved it in the ring. And after the fight, that's what he said. He said, listen, everybody's been doing all this talking since the last fight up until now. But tonight, the only person talking is me. I did my talking tonight. Nobody else could say anything because I just made it 100% clear. It was 100% Roy was focused on himself, what he needed to do and how he was going to show everybody what he was about. It wasn't about the other guy. It wasn't about the analysts. It wasn't about the pundits. It wasn't about any of that. It was about him showing everyone what he was capable of. It had nothing to do with the opponent, even though there was an opponent in front of him. You're not competing with the guys under you or the guys above you. You're competing with the best that you could possibly bring to the table. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Number three, today's topic is how to always get better and do better. You got to get the yes people, the yes men and the yes women out of your circle. And here's the reason why you got to get, first of all, let's get clear on what a yes man or a yes woman is. I think you've heard of the term before. A yes man or a yes woman is a person who co-signs everything you do, even when the things you do are not actually helping you. They're not serving you. They're not going to help you move up to the next level. And they may actually be making you worse. Actually, they're definitely making you worse. If it's not helping you, it's not making you better, and it's not helping you get to the next level, even if it's keeping you neutral or you think it's keeping you neutral, it's actually making you worse because it's staying in the same spot while everything else is moving forward is a losing proposition, right? That's a losing equation. The yes men and yes women are people who see you doing things that are not helping you, but they don't tell you, hey, that's not going to help you. They see you doing things that are making you worse, but they don't say anything. They don't say, yo, that's going to make you worse. That's going to hurt your business. That's going to hurt your career. That's not going to get you ready for your next opportunity. It's not going to get you ready for the next situation you got to deal with. The yes men and yes women are the people who see you getting ready to quit or feeling down on yourself or not having the right type of energy about your goals, about your dreams and ambitions. And they don't tell you, listen, look, we got to change this energy. We got to get ourselves right now. We got to get you in the right frame of mind right now, because right now I don't feel like you're in it. The yes men and the yes women are the people who will enable you to do things that are not helping you. And they're the people who will turn a blind eye when you're doing things that are not helping you. And they're the people who will not encourage you or get in your face and jump on your ass about not doing the stuff that would actually help you. Someone who's not going to call you out on your bullshit is a yes man or a yes woman. A person who is going to encourage you to do things that are not making you better or encourage you to not do things that would make you better, that's a yes man or a yes woman. You got to get those people out of your circle because they're not serving you. They are making you worse. 100% you're helping them help you make you worse, because at the end of everything is all on you, right? No matter what another person tells you to do or hopes you do or tries to encourage you to do, you decide ultimately whether you actually do something or not, right? But if you have those people around you, you're inviting their influence. We are influenced by the people that we're around. So you need to make sure the people around you are not influencing you to get worse. And they may not be doing it on purpose. Maybe that's just how they are. That's where they're going. But listen, your journey ain't their journey. You got to get people around you who are on the same page as you. And first of all, you got to make sure you're on the right page. You should be on the right page in the mental workbook, which you can get at dreallday.com/workbook. But make sure everyone in your circle knows what the program is and everybody's following the same program. And the program should be based around everyone getting better, everyone getting to that next level, especially you getting to that next level. That should be your program. And if nobody else is on that program, then you're better off being by yourself than being surrounded by people who are not helping you. So who are the people who call on you to step your game up? Episode number 322 of this podcast, I talked about that. How to know when you have outgrown people in your circle, when it's time to find a new circle, or it's time to get rid of those people and just start replacing certain parts in that circle. And that is your job. Let's recap today's topic. How to always get better and always do better. Number one, there is nothing wrong with getting to a comfortable spot and staying there, but understand that that's not what work on your game is about. We're all about moving up to the next level. It doesn't matter, even if you pivot and change careers, change industries, and completely give a full facelift to everything that you've been about to this point, as long as you are continuing to develop yourself personally and professionally, you will bring a higher level person to every subsequent step you move to in life, even if you continue to change what you're doing. Point number two, stop comparing yourself to the people you've passed, because that's going to lead to complacency. Don't even worry about comparing yourself to people who you think are ahead of you. The number one comparison you need to make is, what is the best that I could possibly be Where am I at right now, and what do I need to close that gap? That is how you always get better and do better. And point number three, get the yes men and yes women out of your circle. Anyone who is enabling you or encouraging you to do things that are not helping you or discouraging you from doing things that would help you, even the stuff that takes a whole lot of discipline and mental toughness because they're not easy, those people are not serving you. You need people around you who will push you to do what you need to do, even when it's not what you want to do. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.